Good morning, and welcome to CAU Now, Lifting Every Voice. I'm WCLK Operations Manager Rob Maynard. This program highlights the ongoing academic goals and achievements of Clark Atlanta University, the largest of the nation's United Negro College Fund institutions. We're telling the stories of academic excellence and strategic planning happening right now at one of America's great HBCUs. Today, we are talking about mental health and CAU's partnership with the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. Clark Atlanta University is participating in the 14th annual NAMI Walks Georgia, taking place on Saturday morning, October 6th, right here on campus. We're joined today by Dr. Margaret Counts Spriggs, Associate Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work. Dean Counts Spriggs, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're also joined by Ernita Hemmett. She's Associate Dean of Students with the Office of Student Services and Campus Life. Dean Hemmett, thank you for coming along.
Thank you for having us.
And last but not least, Kim Jones is the Executive Director of NAMI Georgia. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Rob. We're really excited to be here today.
First of all, a question for you. What is NAMI?
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and we are the largest grassroots advocacy organization for people who are affected by mental health. And we represent the NAMI Georgia chapter, and we offer education, support, and advocacy for people across Georgia who are affected by mental health.
Dean Hemmett, why is NAMI's work important to Clark Atlanta University?
Well, it's important for us to have NAMI Walks because we do have students that have mental challenges, and we want to raise the awareness of those challenges so that students will understand, as well as our Clark Atlanta University community, that it is important to have wellness checks. Just as you have a wellness check for your body, you need to also have one for your mental health. And so it's important for us to raise that awareness as we do see an increase of students with mental issues.
Are there resources available for Clark Atlanta University students who need mental health counseling or possible referral for treatment?
Yes, there is. And that office is the Office of Counseling and Disability Services. And we have two clinical counselors that are serving that student population. If a student feels that they need to have a counseling session, they're welcome to dial 404-880-8044, and they can ask to speak with Ms. Joyce Worrell, who will provide them with a scheduled appointment.
Excellent. If you could, tell us a little bit about NAMI Walks Georgia. This is happening on October the 6th at Clark Atlanta University at Panther Stadium. You have honorary co-chairs, Brenda Wood, of course, mm-hmm. and GBI director Vernon Keenan. Walkers check in at 8 a.m. There's a 5K walk that starts at 9:30 a.m. Tell us a little bit about what's happening that day other than the obvious walking 5 kilometers.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. We're very excited about partnering with Clark Atlanta in this walk. We are walking this year around the Capitol. So we want people to know, and we want our legislators to know, that mental health is important to us. It is an awareness campaign that we do, and it's also a fundraiser. But more importantly, it's to raise awareness about mental health. And just as Dean Hemmett had mentioned, just as we always do a physical, we need to include our mental health in that physical. So the day of the event, we will have a DJ, music, we'll have games, and just a general awareness of mental health and celebrating those who have mental health conditions and giving hope and recovery to the people with mental health conditions and their families.
Dr. Counts Spriggs, in 2018, are people more willing to talk about mental illnesses like other illnesses? If I dislocate my shoulder and go to the doctor, nobody thinks twice about it. But if I say I'm suffering from depression, you know, in previous eras, that meant something completely different. Are we moving past those stereotypes?
We're moving past that, but there are still many myths and stereotypes associated with mental illnesses in this country. We recognize, and studies have shown, that early signs of mental illnesses can begin as early as age 14, and it tends to peak around ages 18 to 24. Yeah. So that's right there at that college age where students are adjusting to being away from home, being away at school, adjusting to transitions in their own lives. And one of the most common aspects of mental illnesses around this population is anxiety. Right. The majority of young people face anxiety disorders, and keeping in mind that this may be coupled with depression and or substance use. So this becomes a very important area. We're seeing more young people reaching out than ever before, but there are still myths associated with it. It's still kind of kept in a closet. Families are not sure how to face and talk to their young people about mental health issues. There's still some taboo. And this is why the NAMI Walk is so important. We're spreading the word. And what's great about this whole event, that we have college students out there helping us to spread the word, that they are not afraid to speak up when they are faced with challenges. And we would like to have this more throughout our communities than ever before, because so many of our young people are impacted by this illness.
Again, this is the 14th annual NAMI Walks Georgia. Clark Atlanta University is participating. This walk will be a 5K at Panther Stadium. The honorary co-chairs are Brenda Wood and GBI Director Vernon Keenan. That's on Saturday, October the 6th. The check-in for walkers is at 8 a.m. The 5K walk starts at 9:30 a.m., and you can go to namiwalks.org/Georgia. That's namiwalks.org/Georgia to find out more information about this event. Kim Jones, Executive Director of NAMI Georgia, how does this walk benefit people with mental illness?
What it does is it raises awareness, and it lets people know that there are over 1,000 people. Last year, we had over 1,000 people. We're hoping we get over 1,500. We already have, I think, over 800 registered. So it lets people know that they shouldn't be ashamed. We wouldn't be ashamed if you had a heart condition or if, as you said, broke your arm or some other kind of ailment. And they don't have to be ashamed or afraid or embarrassed. We want them to feel the hope and recovery that we bring out when we bring over a thousand people out to support them in their recovery. Also, just want to mention, Rob, the great thing about this walk is it is free. It is free to come. It's free to register. You don't have to raise money, although we would love for you to. And if you raise over $100, you get a T-shirt. But registering for the event and sharing the event on your social media is absolutely free. And that can help spread the word and raise awareness so that the more that we talk about mental illness, the more it becomes a norm and less taboo.
Is this event open to the public, or is it just limited to CAU students or AUC?
It is open to anybody who wants to come out and support mental health awareness.
So if we have a listener today that feels strongly about this issue and it's touched their heart to hear this conversation, how can they get involved? How can they come and walk with NAMI on October the 6th?
Going to the website, namiwalks.org/Georgia, and registering will put them there. We also have a link on that website to volunteer if they feel led to volunteer. We always need a lot of help. But just coming up, you can register the day of the event, but registering early and then sharing the links helps spread the awareness. So we'd love to have everyone.
You know, so often mental illness, it not only affects the individual, but it affects the entire family. In many cases, and in very difficult ways, you were telling me there are CAU NAMI ambassadors for this event who feel a special importance for it. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And on August 5th, 2018, we had a fallen panther who died because of suicide. And through us, the Clark Atlanta University family, working with his parents, and his name was Jordan Head, was the fallen panther. His mother and father, Jason Head and Yolanda Head, asked if they could participate because they heard that we were having a NAMI walk, and they asked if they could participate. So I reached out to NAMI and I asked, could we have a CAU ambassador? And of course they agreed, because those parents felt connected and they wanted to be the voice for this new generation and our students, to show that it's okay that you do have a mental illness. We can work together to come up to raise the awareness. And so they are going to be serving as our CAU ambassadors for the NAMI walk. In addition to that, we also have student organizations. We have over 80 some chartered organizations on campus. And those students are also engaging in the process of coming out and walking and raising money for the NAMI walk. So we're really excited about those opportunities for our students to engage. We've asked our deans of each of the schools, our Dean of Arts and Sciences, Dean of School of Social Work, Dean of School of Education, and the Dean of School of Business, to spread this word, but also to come out and participate. So we're hoping that our entire CAU community can get involved in this noted walk that we're having.
Well, it's that time of year. There's so many things happening, so many distractions, and people with studies to attend to and work to attend to, and homecoming's coming up. But Saturday, October the 6th, is the 14th annual NAMI Walks Georgia event at Clark Atlanta University at Panther Stadium. Again, you can register at namiwalks.org/Georgia. Check-in begins at 8 o'clock that morning. The 5K begins at 9:30 that morning, and you will hear more announcements on WCLK during the week about this event. Kim Jones, Executive Director of NAMI Georgia, thank you for stopping by to talk to us about this today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Ernita Hemmett, Associate Dean of Students with the Office of Student Services and Campus Life. It's a busy day, busy time. Thank you so much for coming by today.
Thank you as well.
And Dr. Margaret Counts Spriggs, Associate Dean of the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work, where Clark students have been doing great work in the community for a long time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Close to 100 years.
Exactly. The centennial's coming.
Coming up, yes.
Yeah, we'll have you back to talk about that. But thank you for joining us and talking about NAMI Walks Georgia today.
Thank you. This is really a very important event, and I'm just glad that we're all here as a team, and we're going to make this a real spectacular event for our community.
You've been listening to CAU Now, lifting every voice on WCLK. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. More information about programs and opportunities for personal and professional growth at Clark Atlanta University is available at cau.edu. On behalf of our guests today, I'm Rob Maynard. This program is produced by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 WCLK Atlanta, in conjunction with CAU Provost Dr. Peter Wosu. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University. Chastening rock felt in the days when
with a steady beat, and not our weary feet
come to the place from which our Father sighed.
We have come over a way that with tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughter, out from the gloomy past. Till now we stand at last
where the
white gleam
of our
star is cast. Our God, where we met.